This is Deanna, and our guest is, for just a little bit longer, is Dr. Lori Handrahan. She is the author of Epidemic, America's Trade in Child Rape. It is a must-have for everyone who is listening and for everyone's friends and relatives. People need to read this book. Her website is LoriHandrahan.com. And you were talking about Grisham, and so go ahead and continue that.
Well, so yeah, Peter Foster was the journalist who had that interview, and he was in Washington. He was the Washington bureau guy here with the Times at that point, the Telegraph at that point. So I actually met with him, the journalist. It was really weird because he said, he was interviewing Grisham, and they were also doing a video interview at the same time he was taking notes for print media. So they had him on the video, and there's a video of Grisham saying this, unless it's been taken down. And they were interviewing him on one of his new books that was being released. So it kind of came out of no place. And the journalist told me, you know, directly that it was just really a strange thing. Like, they were interviewing him on his book, and all of a sudden he comes out of no place and says this. And it was linked, the larger story was one of his friends had recently been arrested or had just got out of prison for his arrest, I can't remember the timeline, for child pornography. And then the journalist, it got covered for like 2 or 3 days, and then it got buried, had contacted this guy, and that was the story, that Grisham was feeling sorry for his friend. But yeah, no, not a, yeah, very strange. But it shows, I mean, there's absolutely nothing true about that statement that he was then later forced to retract, because people were saying, oh, he should be, you know, investigated for child pornography based on probable cause just for the statement, which I agree with. I think that anybody who says that this crime is a victimless crime and that nobody who you know, would never harm a child is just doing child pornography because they're drunk. I mean, none of that makes sense. The whole statement was just very bizarre.
Absolutely. Not that I read Grisham, but I would never read anything that he writes ever again. Not that I
read
him.
Well, that's what a lot of people said. Right. So if you go on Twitter and you hashtag John Grisham, you'll see that recently everybody found this and started talking about it again, saying, I'm going to boycott him from now on. And how could he possibly say this, you know?
Right. And you talk about Stephen Collins.
Yeah.
Who, oh, my gosh. These stories of people that we've seen on TV and in movies. And,
right.
And they,
well, that was so weird. Because it was all like, that all happened within 2 or 3 days. And I was sort of sitting there reading all this going, why aren't journalists connecting the dots here? I mean, the dots are huge. I mean, this is a big story and nobody's connecting these dots. They're just reporting it as one-off events, you know?
Yeah, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what would you like our readers to do, or our listeners to do? We want you to read the book, and
right,
that's with any book. And the reason I say it's the very best book, I just wrote in the chat room, it is the very best on the subject because of her sources. With any book, primary sources are everything. You have all the primary sources,
right? Yeah, I think, and I'll happy to explain that too, because I think that is important for the, so each, sometimes I can put together a case profile of an arrest quickly with just the media reports, but so not in every single case do I always contact the prosecutor and the law enforcement, but usually I do, and I usually try to get the criminal complaint. So each arrest can take me anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to actually get all of the documents. So it does take a long time, and all the primary documents are there, and that, I think that that's very important for people who are interested in good research and learning about the subject. And I guess, you know, what I'd love people to do is read the book and share the book and then take action and start to organize within their social networks, their professional and personal networks, within their church circles, on their Facebook groups, and say, okay, yeah, every day we're going to contact the U.S. Sentencing Commission Twitter account. We're going to ask them to update and do a new report on how bad the child pornography problem is in America. Okay, every day we're going to ask Betsy DeVoe and the Department of Education to get together a list so that we know that teachers who are teaching our children aren't also registered sex offenders. I mean, the fact that a registered sex offender can get a job as a teacher because there's no comprehensive list on this is appalling, right? What about your cops? I mean, you want to know that if you contact your local police officer because your child has been raped, that he isn't somebody who's also raping children, right? So you want to know how many cops in your town, in your community, in your state have been arrested on these charges. And then what action did that organization, that police department, or that school, or that university, did they take to make sure this doesn't happen again? And that's what I was saying earlier. It's a relatively easy preventable crime in terms of stopping the child pornography aspect of the actual rapes. I mean, the sharing of the visual of it. So there's a group in Sweden called NetClean, and there's many others, but this is one that I really like. And they have software that anybody can purchase and any organization can install. And if somebody attempts to trade child rape on that network that you've installed this blocker, they'll get reported immediately to law enforcement. And that's very helpful because it takes that ability to cover up the crime out of the decision maker's hands. So let's say Lehigh University says, yeah, you know, our provost had been arrested for this. And so we, after that, installed this software, NetClean, on our computer network. Anybody who would attempt to then trade in child rape on university networks, the president of the university or the lawyer, general counsel of the university, they wouldn't be able to decide, oh, no, we can't report it because it's the provost. And, you know, that would be bad for our university. And he's such an important man and he's such a nice guy otherwise. And it would be taken out of their hands. So it's immediately reported to law enforcement. That is something that's easy to do, and it just requires political will, you know, and quite frankly, every single institution in the country ought to have this installed. The other thing that a university can do is they can call up the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force in their state. Every state has one. Some of them have two or three or four. And they could say, we'd like you to come in and check our networks. We're asking you to examine our computer networks to see if child pornography is being traded, and we want you to arrest, you know, whoever it is. And they could clean up their networks, right? They don't want to do that, though, because they don't want the negative publicity. So what they do instead, which is, I think, not a good strategy, is they continue to protect criminals who are harming children, who are trading in child rape, on computer networks that belong to these organizations that are often our tax money. And then when they have one-off arrest, they try to cover it up as quickly as they can. And that's not a good strategy. We have to get out in front on this, and we have to demand that every single government agency, every single university, every single school, church, whatever, install the software, invite the Internet Crimes Task Force in so they don't have to get a search warrant, make sure your networks are clean. I mean, we have smoke-free campuses, for God's sakes, but we don't have child pornography-free campuses in this country?
Exactly. One of your titles in the book, that protect the institution, not the children. That's insane. And as you say, they're just trying to protect their institution. They don't want any bad name attached to it. Oh, that is just despicable. Absolutely despicable.
And what we, the people, need to do is let these institutions know that you're not going to protect your institutional reputation by covering up the crime of child rape anymore. So this is what that Me Too movement is all about, the hashtag. There's a new hashtag circulating called Church Too. And I mean, so many youth church leaders being arrested all the time. I mean, it's, you know, just as big there as it is anywhere else. But that's what we need to say. You are an institution that we will trust when you proactively take measures to make sure this doesn't happen in the workplace, in your institution, that your institution is free from this crime. That you're not harboring criminals, you're not protecting criminals, because that's what people who trade in child rape are, criminals.
They are, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. This is just an incredible work that you've done, and I just can't thank you enough for putting this together and educating people. And the book is just... it's just tremendous. Everyone needs to have a copy. And the point, too, that you make in the book is that a lot of this is going on during work time, where people who work for the government aren't really working. They're surfing the Internet, or they're downloading this horde, this pornography. And that... It's a cultural thing. as you've indicated in the book. This is affecting the entire country, the entire culture of America. I don't know what else to say. It's just, you talk also about daycares and preschools. And of course, when we think of daycare centers, the first one that comes to mind, which I can't remember the name, was it, what was the famous one that they made a movie of it? McMartin. Yes.
McMartin, right.
And there were there was a movie about it, and they tried to cover it up, say, oh, it didn't happen, or it was just one person involved, when all the children had the same story.
Right.
And there are actually people, as you indicate in your book, who set up daycare centers.
Well, they do.
For the
absolutely.
Exact purpose of attracting children.
And this is, again, if you read the media reports closely and you put it together, and there was one in particular in North Carolina, and they explicitly said that they set up that it was a husband-wife team so that they could have children to raise. And they were farming the kids out to guys on the military base, the local military base were, using the kids. So a lot of times parents don't even know if their kids are being abused at daycare again. So you get into the pre-verbal, right? So it's a 2 or 3-year-old. They're taken off. They're taken out of the daycare during the day. They're sexually abused. They're brought back. I mean, it's really appalling. Daycares are a magnet for pedophiles, an absolute magnet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, in any one of these areas, you could write an entire book on. Like, if you only focused on how many arrests there have been at the daycares around the country, it would be an entire book, right? And then those are only the people who have actually gotten caught, which is such a small number compared to how many people are actually committing the crime. So in any crime, like OUI is a good example, most people who have been arrested for OUI will say they've been driving drunk for years before they finally got caught the first time, right? So it's just about getting caught. So it's the same with this crime. It's such a massive explosion. Our law enforcement isn't prepared for it. We aren't prepared for it as a society. We haven't dedicated the resources. The good cops are completely underfunded. The good prosecutors are completely underfunded. I mean, we need hundreds of new government jobs for prosecutors and hundreds of new law enforcement who are dedicated only to this crime in order to tackle the crime. So, and, pedophiles know that, and they'll talk about their chances of getting caught are pretty slim, actually. Right?
Exactly. Right. And it's usually, as you indicate in your book, that is because of a mistake that they've made. Perhaps they've left something in the copier, or they've left a website open or something. It's their mistake.
And you see that? Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's just infuriating to me, because most of the arrests are not happening because of some proactive monitoring that's put in place by the institution or the agency to catch these people. No. Most of the people who get caught, either they're in a chat room and they're talking to an undercover person, and so that was just sort of bad luck for them, wrong time, wrong place. They happen to be talking to an undercover investigator, or they left their thumb drive. One guy was a physician in the ER room. He left his thumb drive full of child rape and torture in the computer. And somebody actually, instead of just throwing it out or giving it back to him, they actually looked at what was on it, and then they reported it. So if that woman hadn't looked at it, he wouldn't have been caught. If he hadn't left his thumb drive, he wouldn't have been caught. Professors have printed out copies of child rape and torture on university printers, and that's how they got caught, because they left one behind and their coworker found it. One professor in Michigan, he got caught because he went into the classroom and he was trying to show his students a PowerPoint relevant to the class he was teaching, and by mistake, he opened up his child pornography collection up on the video screen for everybody to see in the classroom. That's how the guy got caught. So if you imagine if there were actually proactive monitoring put in place to monitor the electronic networks, how many more people would be caught? It would just be astounding. And that's the only way to clean it up. I mean, we have to shut down all the servers in America who we know have identified or distributing this crime, this rape and torture of children, and we have to get our local institutions to start asking law enforcement to check their networks to start installing software which will prevent this crime from happening at their place of worship or their place of work.
Right. Now, statistically, in your book, you say that half of all of the people who access this smut, this horrible stuff, are from America. Half.
So that's, yeah, so it's a guess. It's a guesstimate. But so this is another thing that Mainstream Reporter had, and I'd be happy to be corrected. I could be wrong, but I have been obsessively researching this, and I haven't seen one American news organization report. So this is about, and I have the graphs. This is, to me, is just really shocking. So it's on page 17 in the paperback. So the Internet Watch Foundation in England reports about URLs, right? These are just URLs. These aren't even servers. So America was the top country until this past year when the Netherlands beat us, but not by much. But until this year, we had more URLs, web addresses, which were based here in America than any place else in the world, right? Europol reported that we had about half of the servers that were distributing child pornography around the world were based here in America. So if the European police have identified those servers, they know where they are, why hasn't the U.S. government shut those down? Why has the U.S. government allowed half of the servers distributing child pornography globally to be operating in the U.S.? And why didn't anybody report on this? I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big statistic. And I put in the book a couple of tables just so that people would see, wow, this is really true. There's Europol's strategic assessment of commercial sexual exploitation of children from 2015. And they show all of the different countries. Again, America is like far and above. In 2013, this was URL, so 2,617 in America. And the next country after that was Holland with 942. And then they report about where the servers are. Why didn't American media report on that? Why aren't they reporting on it now? Why are we allowing those to be available? So if that's happening in America, how are they producing these videos that they're distributing and images? And they're raping children. I mean, to produce child pornography, you have to rape a child, and you document that rape with a video. So these are American children, right? These are our children. And they're very often children that we know who you would never guess this is happening to, right? It's fathers doing it to their own children, and it's men in positions of power over and over and over again. When we start to look at the arrests, it's white men in positions of power, again and again and again.
Right. Now, there's also been the killing or attempted killing of these children to reduce the so they wouldn't be able to be a witness.
Right. Yep. So that's the same strategy. You have to think like a pedophile. So a pediatric oncologist, a terminally ill child makes a perfect target because dead children can't be a witness, right? So if he knows, he's the pediatric oncologist, he knows exactly when this child's going to die, exactly how much time this child has left. So if he can start to molest this child, the child's got 2 or 3 months left, that's, for a pedophile, that's a perfect target. That's, you can't get more vulnerable than that, you know? And so the same with the special education teachers. And then the same with killing them. This is a very frequent thing, that they will kill the children, because if the child is killed, the child can't be a witness. So there's no witness, there's no crime, and they walk free, right? And there was a local case, which I profiled in that section in the book, and he was chair, and this is not a partisan issue, and I refuse to ever go, it's just as many Democrats as Republicans, liberals, conservatives, religious, non-religious. There's nothing at all partisan about, unfortunately, child sex abuse. But this guy was Michael Gardner. He was the chair of the Democratic Party here in Falls Church, Virginia. So he did a couple things which are really typical of pedophiles. So he was an elite but well-respected man in the community, and he used his own children as bait. So it was his daughter's 10th birthday party, and she had a slumber party for her birthday. And he molested her friends at her slumber party for her 10th birthday. This is not a human being who cares about people, right? So that he then attempted to have the children murdered from jail, so he couldn't be prosecuted.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we are going to a three-minute break. I know that you have to leave. Thank you so very, very, very much for being on the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for caring about the subject. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Bless your heart.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back.
National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and Dr. Lori could not stay the whole time. She was just a wealth of information. I do hope that you will be able to purchase her book. The name of the book is Epidemic, America's Trade in Child Rape. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines and talk about what you've just heard or any other subject, and the number is 800-313-9443. And first off, we'll take Susan. And where is Susan? Tom. Okay, Tom, welcome.
Yes, what a shame, because I wanted to talk to her and ask her about Nancy Schaefer and Carol Keaton Strayhorn.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Nancy Schaefer. She didn't cover that in her book. The Nancy Schaefer incident, but that is certainly important. Did you want to talk about that or say something about that?
I don't know if anybody realizes, and you probably don't realize, that in the primary issue I've been doing battle for, hidden underneath that is the supply chain for the pedophilia trade. I want to ask her about the National Child Welfare Act of 1993, enhanced by the Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997, authored by Hillary Clinton. The reason I say Hillary is because Hillary was the mastermind behind that, and Bill, of course, got it passed, or got through Congress and got it signed into law.
Right. Now, she really didn't cover it. She did talk about, she says, the absence of accurate data on how many federal government employees have been arrested for trading in child rape is due to the failure of the Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations to require their executive branch agencies to maintain official numbers related to employees who access child pornography on federal government computers. So it's the last three administrations who are to be blamed, and she really didn't talk about act that was passed, but that's what she said about it.
What's really sad, when I started to be noted for this battle for children and families, if you open up the website Family versus State in the center panel there, it links you to it's now a dead link, but it did have all the data that I had been publishing for a mother in Chicago. And in Chicago, as I published the information on this lady's case, where her two daughters literally were taken out of school. They were, one was, I think, 7, the other 9. And they've been in the system, and they've gone through a half a dozen abortions apiece. I'm talking about young ladies taken into Child Protective Services. When I had that published, I was threatened by the AG there in Illinois. And then Ayala Kaufman and I had a personal appointment with Barack Obama, Senator Obama in D.C. We went there, and even though we had a well-confirmed appointment, he refused to see us. And at that time, I began to realize I was not only just dealing with child protective issues, but a feeder mechanism for the, pedophilia rings. And by the way, I wanted to ask her about Carol Keaton Strayhorn. I hope you do some investigating. You do know, Deanna, that I was assaulted and blinded in D.C. as I worked on this issue. So, Orrin Hatch, thankfully, is a good man, hiding in a, in a diplomatic cloak. He linked me initially with Nancy Schaefer before she was taken out. And then, of course, the other good resource is Carol Keaton Strayhorn, who used to be the comptroller of Texas. And when she was asked to investigate the money flow in Child Protective Services, she was totally blown away, I guess the best term I can use, shocked to find out not only was the money being sucked away through this Child Protective Service or that Hillary Clinton bill machinery, but also many of the children were disappearing. And so she wrote a report called For Gail. Hold on for a second.
Stay over. Can you stay over the break? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Tom Rogers on the phone. Now, Tom, I understand that when you went to Washington, that it was more about the gassing situation with the trailers, but you say that this was not entirely the situation?
Well, in my publication and the websites, I'm covering the physical aspects, right, that's affecting everybody. But curiously, when you have an infant, for example, in this case, if you go to Daniel in the Lion's Den.us or Family versus State, if you have a child in a family who's suffering from this poisoning situation, they'll blame the parents, and then they'll take all of the children. And so you'll have, instead of just one child who was the primary victim of the poisoning, and this is government-created poisoning, too, you know that.
Right.
But then you have the other children who are not as sickened by it because they get out and refresh and all that. But then the other children are taken because they've now accused the parents of abuse and neglect, and now they take five children instead of just one infant. And those other children, like Carol Keaton Strayhorn, discovered a good number of those children. I think she indicated, even in Florida, it was almost a third of the children taken into Child Protective Services. I may be incorrect in that. But she said almost a third of the children.
Oh, right. I see where you're going with this. Right.
They're taken into Child Protective Care, foster care, right?
Right.
And then they disappear in the system.
Right.
They go back and try to track those children. They find out that they don't exist. The foster parents will claim that they ran away or whatever. And so I'll come to find out that the Child Protective Services, you know, under that National Child Welfare Act engine, as well as the Adoption and Safe Families Act of 93 and then 97, that's the perverse incentive to get these kids in. And once they get into foster care, they can disappear easily or be taken into a foster situation where they are molested, like the two little girls from Illinois.
Right.
See, I don't write about that in there because that's threatening to your life. Nobody wants to expose the pedophile issue because these people have no respect for life altogether. They don't mind taking you out as their expositor.
Right. And you mentioned Nancy Schaefer, and she was the former Georgia senator. And she was she investigated these crimes and the abuse and the kidnapping within Georgia's Child Protective Services, and she found that it had become corrupt and the entire system was broken beyond repair, and she published The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. And on March 26, 2010, they say it was reported that the husband killed his wife and then himself, which we know is not true, which we surmise is not true.
I know it was not true. I know Nancy. I knew Nancy.
Yeah.
Her drive was to stop this.
Of course.
Sodomizing of children.
Yes.
And it's like you drop a pebble into the water. You know, the child is that clear, flat body of water, and the rapist is the rock that drops into that pool. And the ripples of injury and sadness continue forever.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I worked as a advisor with the Board of Pardons here in Utah. And it was just a real eye-opener for me to find out how many of those inmates were victims of foster care and their whole social foundation was destroyed. They didn't know how to interact with their marriages or didn't know how to interact with this society, and they didn't know how to interact with children.
Right.
In fact, one case is, I don't want to even say a word about, but he was a child molester that I had to work with the Board of Pardons on. So whenever these people are doing their personal gratification, they have no clue as to how far spread that evil extends.
Right.
It just goes on forever. Anyway, I wish I could have talked to your guest and asked her to respond on those two acts. Plus,
yes,
also to report on Nancy Schaefer, and hope she gets to talk to Carol Keaton Strayhorn.
Yeah, I don't think
she
mentioned her in
the book. Can you open anything on Carol Keaton while you're there?
She didn't talk about anything. She didn't mention that person in her book. But,
well, if you have opportunity to contact her, you might ask her about that.
And
then if she would. Yeah, I can't see to see her book. I can't see to get into her website. And maybe she could call me and I can help her understand what I, how to say, found out about as I was simply trying to save the lives of these children and then keep a family intact, keep the families connected.
Sure.
We are in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's in our face.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Which is what her book indicates. Well,
by the way, Deanna, I have to apologize to you. I think you've heard me talking to the other hosts. I did not realize when I was on the air with you that my website had been corrupted.
Oh,
and what what you saw on the website was really crappy. Sorry to say, but at least at this moment, as far as I know, it's restored. So if you go into either GassyAmerica.com, I have a couple of aliases for that. One of them is Infanticide USA.
Mm-hmm.
But you go into that, and now it should be, how to say, media active, and it's I have a seven-frame PowerPoint, like presentation at the top. So within a few moments, you get the whole story of the poisoning issue. Of course, I don't touch the background of CPS and the pedophile feeding ring, as the best I can describe it. When you get a child taken out of your home, put into government or state care, that's perfect for the pedophile ring. They go into, you know, a lot of the social workers, you know, you're talking about teachers, you're talking about university professors or whatever. Child Protective Services has social workers, and a lot of them are offenders.
Right.
In fact, I developed a very good relationship with the Utah Attorney General, and that's one of the things that he shared with me. He says, I have a problem. Not his personal problem, but he has a department full of creeps. And he was trying to clean them out, and guess what happened to him?
He got him removed. Lost his job. Lost his life.
Yeah, anytime you interfere with this cabal, they will do everything they can to get you out of their business and not indict them.
Right.
Anyway, I apologize for kind of downloading on you, but
that's okay.
I'm hoping people. By the way, just as a side note on the physical issue of my labors, there I just had another dead man found in his mobile home right here in Kaysville.
Wow!
So anybody out there listening to Deanna, if you have a friend or family member living in a mobile or manufactured home, please check my website. And by the way, remember that if they have their children sickened and the parents will be intoxicated by that same poison that takes their baby down, they will be accused of neglect or abuse, and they'll be the prime objects of this very subject that Deanna's been speaking with her guest today.
Right.
Sorry for struggling in my speech. Well, when they took out my sight, they took out my teeth, too.
Whoops. Okay, well,
and
thanks.
And they damaged a lot of the nerve system in my face. But it's a little hard for me to say things as clearly as I want. But
do a really good job, Thomas. You do. And thank you
for
calling in. Thank you. All righty. Let's take Russell in Minnesota. Russell.
I think your guest mentioned just there momentarily that this does occur. Some of these pedophiles, not all of them do be men. Most of the time it is, but there have been some cases of a female pedophile ring. Probably you're aware. Now, you remember the National Organization of Women, NOW, headed by Gloria Steinem, who was a CIA operative. This is how they were able to cover up a lot of the actions that were done by these pedophile women. And
studied her. I have studied Gloria Steinem and the organization. I recognize that she was associated with the CIA. The CIA actually recruited her, and she was their asset. But I don't know that she was into pedophilia, because I must have missed that chapter,
I have firsthand knowledge of it, Deanna, I could share with you. Back in the late 60s, I was abducted by a gang of these women, and I was taken to an island.
Russ, are you there? Okay. Well, Russ, I'm sorry, but okay. We'll take calls at 800-313-9443. As Dr. Lori said, pedophiles have infiltrated government service and cultivated positions of power to protect their crimes and access children. And that is that is what they do. That is how they accomplish this. And then they are protected by their superiors, who are often involved in the same kinds of things. Now, in early October, I said in a program, and I want to kind of backtrack and talk a little bit about some things that have been written recently, and also just some things that have been on my mind since I interviewed Dr. Banks. Okay, Hugh Hefner was an asset for this. I wouldn't be surprised if Hugh Hefner was an asset for the CIA. When I look, as I mentioned to our guest, I also bought Trafficking. And that gives you a different view of who owns what companies and how. It actually talks about Jeffrey Epstein and what he was doing and the things that he was engaged in. And I learned a great deal from that book also. Let's take another call. Let's take Ed in Utah. Ed?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Deanna?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Great calls here, particularly from Tom, my fellow Utahan. He's just a wealth of information.
Yes,
he is, on many subjects. Here's the thing. I first want to ask you, have you seen on rants.com the pedophile accusing videos concerning Joe Biden?
No, I haven't. I don't frequent that
Well,
website.
Listen, I almost thought you guys were going to steer and veer into it today. Anybody listening to me right now, if they will go to Rents, RENSE.com, Jeff has posted, not accusations, I kind of misspoke there, the video. It takes a lot, as you can well imagine. I've had conversation with you before many times, Deanna. It takes a lot to shock me on this. I've read Kathy O'Brien's accounts, some credible, some not. I have read, of course, the Franklin cover-up. I go back with the reports of Ted Gunderson, the late Ted Gunderson,
right,
and what have you. This video will shock you after the show if you'll care to look at it. You scroll down, of course, in Jeff Rentz's middle page on Rentz.com, way, way down at the bottom on the middle headlines. The video is shocking. What it is, Joe Biden at ceremonies with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who Jeff Sessions you see having to swat Joe Biden's hands away from his granddaughters. This is one of the particularly disturbing videos on this that this brave woman has put together. Apparently both YouTube and Google are trying to find ways to use some legal jargon to block these videos altogether. So maybe you should look at them while they're still up. I saw them yesterday, so they're still there, about Joe Biden. You almost need an airplane barf bag to watch this man at ceremonies with identifiable people, including Jeff Sessions and others. Then it switches to other videos that this woman has put together about this freak, Joe Biden. I didn't have an idea. I just kind of knew about things in general with them, for that ilk. But to see Joe Biden and to see no mention of him, yet it's almost like I'm going with your theory. Earlier in the program, I heard you, Deanna, say that what's going on with all the exposure with Charlie Rose and what have you is almost like a distraction. You are right on your hunch again, ma'am. You are right, because with Joe Biden being in here, I would stand up for Al Franken. I would give him a pass and let that go compared to what I'm seeing with Joe Biden. And this goes back to General Flynn, who maybe is why Trump was forced to get rid of him. When you have General Flynn wanting to go after Podesta and the Pizzagate scandal. Some say he was going to try to take down the pedophile network.
Wow. Of course, the Pizzagate was kind of a different... I brought the video up. Somebody sent me a link. Thank you very much. Yeah, the Pizzagate. I just recently studied that, and but I think with me, I'm really somebody that needs to have sources, and I'm sure that this video is very good, and I definitely will watch it. There's certainly a lot of views.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people, whether they're high up in the government or not, are involved in this kind of activity and behavior just as a result of reading Dr. Lori's book. Would you like to stay over? We'll be right back.
I will for another minute if I could, yes.
Yes, please. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Ed on the phone. Ed, are you there? Yo, Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I am here, Deanna.
Okay.
I'll just wrap. Yes, did you want to say something, or do you want me to wrap up?
Well, you can just tell us what you're going to tell us. I did.
Okay.
Thank you for sending, our producer sent me the link. There's links in the chat room, and as I mentioned, I think anybody that's high up in government, after reading this other book, Trafficking, they're all very connected, and I've read numerous things about about the Bush family, both the father and the son, and Prince Andrew, and their connection with Jeffrey Epstein and Clinton going to the islands with Epstein. It's just sickening.
It's sick beyond belief. And your hunch at the earlier part of the show that so much coming out about Charlie Rose, while serious, is a distraction compared to what we're talking about here. And to that end, you may or may not agree with me, but I'm telling you, I stand four square at this point in time with Judge Roy Moore. Not giving him an exception, I believe they were using the hysteria of some of the things coming out, Harvey Weinstein et al., to throw him into the mix. But the fact is, the facts are not adding up. Judge Roy Moore, nothing in him is adjudicatable against him. Gloria Allred refuses to turn over the yearbook because there is no yearbook. She had a piece of paper on there. The fact is that this was a Washington Post, the same paper that took down Mr. Nixon, covered up for the JFK and what have you, and tried to bring down Donald Trump a year ago in favor of Hillary, just as you've been hearing about from Tom and what have you, that is behind the pedophile rings. So to that end, I want to say that I think even not only is Roy Moore not involved in this, certainly he did like younger women because he married a younger woman, 14 years his junior. That's in a totally different category than what we're talking about here. They fear that he would go in and maybe clean up house. And this is why McConnell wants to stop him. McConnell hasn't said a word about the video you're about to watch about Joe Biden, who right there in the White House, under C-SPAN cameras, felt free with his hands, Deanna, with children.
Well, with regards to Roy Moore, back in 1991, they're bringing stuff up from 1991, and I'm thinking, she said that her mother was right there when they met with him in his office because he was a lawyer and the daughter was getting a divorce, and that he was fresh with her then. I'm thinking, well, why didn't you report it then? A person is innocent until proven guilty, and definitely they need to bring forth this proof. With anybody, a person is innocent until proven guilty.
Right, and that the two girls, we're not talking about the cascade of other women, we're talking about Lee Kaufman and then, of course, Bev Nelson. Now, Lee Kaufman is the first one to claim when she was 14. She has falsely accused three pastors in Alabama. Deanna, that should be brought out there on CNN. Of course, they won't. They want to make him look guilty. And then, of course, Bev Nelson, the yearbook lady, total lies on there. They cannot even produce the yearbook. Even Wolf Blitzer couldn't take it with Gloria Allred on camera.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thanks, Ed.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.